The eyes and ears of Canada's music scene will be focused on Vancouver in March of 2025. That's when the Juno Awards will return to Rogers Arena for the 54th edition of Canada's Major Music Accolades. The announcement was made Thursday, January 25, by the local host committee, the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and their partners. And while the award show is the biggest part of the Junos coming to Vancouver, it's the headliner of a five-day festival celebrating the nation's music industry from March 26 to 30, 2025. BC is a hotbed for emerging talent, and the Junos bring with it opportunities for diverse artists and audiences alike to come together and celebrate our vibrant music scene, says Nate Sabine, co-chair of the Vancouver Juno Host Committee, in a press release. A host for the 2025 awards has not been announced. In 2018, Michael Bublé hosted the show in Vancouver, for the second time. This year, while it's taking place in Halifax, a different BC-born and raised star is hosting, as Nelly Furtado takes on the duty for the second time on March 24, 2024. She first hosted in 2007. Vancouver has hosted four times in the past. In 1991, it was the first city not called Toronto to host, and until 2002 it was the only city outside of Ontario to host. After the 2018 Junos, the last time Vancouver hosted, the host committee for that show developed the Let's Hear It brand. The program, with the support of provincial agencies and the local music industry, has helped emerging talent grow, including the likes of Snotty Nose Rez Kids and Convict, who have both seen increased time in the spotlight in the intervening years, the release states. This time around, the province has promised $2 million towards the cost of hosting. It's estimated 2018 Vancouver Juno Awards events resulted in $10.9 million in economic activity.